The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind. We want to know what's on your mind. Election 2014 behind us. How about your election analysis? What happened and why? Give us your take on the night. Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hennon along with Todd Mitchell.
Hello.
It is the Wednesday edition of What's on Your Mind, post-election edition of What's on Your Mind. And our telephone numbers are 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can step up in your soapbox and do a little drive-by. Just get something off your chest by calling our 24-7 line at 855-200-1776. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour for the full hour. And that'll be our regular talk radio town hall. He will do it after a huge victory, a 20-point victory over his Democratic challenger, George Sinner, and his Libertarian Party challenger, Jack Seaman, last night in the race. That's a sizable victory. You know, there was some talk of, why isn't Congressman Cramer over 50% in the polls? Well, obviously, what undecideds were there swung all in Kevin Cramer's favor. And he ends up with 56% of the vote last night in that election. He'll join us for the weekly talk radio town hall next hour. If you have questions or comments you want to get in early, go ahead. Get them in right now. And again, that number, 855-200-1776. What surprised you most about the election results? Did anything surprise you? What's your take? I'll just give you my take real briefly, and then I'm very anxious to just to get election analysis, not from the pundits, not from the politicians, from the people, which is what this show is all about, ladies and gentlemen, which we very much appreciate because I want you to. I'll just give you, in a minute or less, my take on the election results in North Dakota last night.
Okay, I'm rolling a timer here.
Okay, so all right.
Get it right.
See if I do it inside of a minute. Absolute drubbing of the Democrats. I mean, there's no other way than to say last night was thoroughly demoralizing for the Democratic Party in North Dakota. And I happen to believe it'll have ramifications well beyond this election. For this reason, they put two of their A-team in the game. That would be Ryan Taylor, the Democratic candidate for governor last go-around, and in a race they saw as winnable for Ag Commission up against Doug Goring in the Ag Commission race this time, right? They took George Sinner, iconic North Dakota Democratic name, son of the governor, raised a bunch of money for him. He's the guy. Here we go. Okay, they're A-team in the game, and they all flamed out huge. Those two, first of all, you can't find a Democratic victory last night statewide. You can find two Republican losses. The Democrats are going to say this is good for us. One in Margaret City, a Senate race in Bismarck, and the other Betty Grandy in Fargo. I think those are more Republican losses. Those are more examples of those two candidates not getting enough Republicans for reasons we can analyze later, rather than a Democratic win.
Hey, there's your minute.
They were targeted. Yeah. So anyway, I'll save the rest of my analysis for later because I think actually there are ramifications beyond this election for the Democrats. But that's my take. Want yours as well. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, in studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What do you make of it? We had the measures, and only one of them got across the finish line. And I'll tell you what, that is, not all that unusual. I mean, no is the knee-jerk answer. It just is when it comes to measures. And folks only need one reason to vote against something. They really do. So number two was the only one that went through, and it was a very simply worded, simply worded measure that said, you know what? Would you like to limit your local subdivisions from adding a tax on a sale of real estate property? Well, people saw a tax and limit, and they said, I'm in, baby. And so that won big. But that's the only one that won. That's it. Otherwise, there were enough things unwon. Obviously, the folks from Planned Parenthood are very good. They have a lot of money. And they, you know, they wanted to protect what they saw as a threat to their industry, the abortion industry. So they came in and talked about everything but abortion. They talked about in vitro fertilization. They talked about end-of-life issues, and it worked. Okay? The bottom line, it worked. And that's what campaigns are about. Some things work, some things don't. You counter an attack, and really the Measure One folks were on defense from the get-go on two issues that had nothing to do with the question on the ballot. But that's how campaigns work. Measure Five, I believe, was the surprise of the night. Governor Jack Dalrymple told us last night in our post-election interview, there was a point that race, that question, was winning. Measure Five was winning by like 28 points. Okay? Some of the first polling said North Dakotans are for Measure 5 by a margin of darn near 30%, and it loses 80 to 20.
So people clearly hadn't quite made up their minds yet. I mean, maybe some of that early polling is, well, this is kind of how I feel now.
Says there's real discerning voters out there is what it says to me. You know, that listened and picked all the information up. And the Common Sense Conservation folks, led by John Gottfried, at the chamber, I think North Dakota Petroleum Council, fine job on that effort. A real coalition of folks from the ag community. I mean, North Dakota Farm Bureau was relentless. You know, our Tuesday sponsor in the program, every Tuesday they said, let's talk about Measure 5. It's the biggest threat to North Dakota. Farm Bureau was just absolutely relentless. And not often do the Farm Bureau and Farmers Union agree, right? So there was a pretty good coalition, but they were hugely outspent. I mean, the dollars there. I think the amount of money that was spent and the overwhelming loss will limit, more efforts like that in the future. I was disappointed that Measure 4 went down because it was dangerous. It really was. So anyway, just a couple of things, and I'm sure you want to talk about other measures and other candidates. Let's do it here at 800-228-0550. Jason in Williston, listening on KTGO. We're brought to you this hour by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, and what else? National security. One of the big reasons that the Republicans take the Senate back nationally, I believe, is national security, and North Dakota is paving the way for more options when it comes to national security, thanks to domestic oil and gas production and the boom that's going on in North Dakota. Find out more about all of it at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Okay, Jason, you're first up. What's your election analysis?
Well, I certainly wouldn't disagree with what your sponsor just said, because the less oil we buy from Saudi Arabia, the better. But I should preface my remarks with the fact that I don't actually live here. I am here, but I don't actually live here. I'm here more than I'm not. But I do have a bit of an outsider perspective, and I think I was listening to I was actually on my way back last night listening to, I think, one of your sister stations out on the east side of the state, and I heard they were running down the ballot initiatives, and it was like, no, 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 and I thought, my goodness, I thought North Dakota was more conservative than this, but then I thought about it a little bit more, and it actually sort of conservative on some things, but I think the biggest conclusion I came to as sort of a political junkie is that overwhelmingly it wasn't really about any of the issues as much as it was about the status quo, because ultimately that's what you're running against with ballot initiatives. You're running against the status quo. And I guess most people thought, well, you know what? Things are pretty good here. Let's not mess with success.
I think that's true, and isn't that truly a conservative position, Jason? Isn't that, to say, hey, I'm going to be slow to change? I mean, that's kind of the conservative way, right? And I think, if you go down a ballot by ballot, candidate by candidate, legislative race by legislative race, you've got a few pockets where Democrats are, making some advances. I think Fargo, a good example. Al Carlson was not the top vote getter in District 41. That was the same district that sent George Sinner to the state Senate in a squeaker against a Republican business official last cycle. So, I guess it was 2 years ago, but, 4 years ago, rather. But my point is that I think there's some pockets that are trending a little more blue than red. But by and large, North Dakota is conservative. And, if you go, again, district by district, candidate by candidate, and ballot initiative by ballot initiative, very sound conservative victories last night. No other way to look at it. And demoralizing for the Democrats. They have nothing to grab onto. They didn't win a thing.
I know. And that was a big relief to me. I have to say, I was driving most of the night. I was listening to a station out of Michigan as I was driving across northern Minnesota. Michigan is my actual residence. And then I started listening to some of the North Dakota stuff, and that's where I got my my thoughts that we were just talking about. And I said to myself, my goodness, okay, God, now what? It looks like you've given us another chance. How do we not waste it?
Well, I think nationally, well, everywhere. I mean, obviously, the Republicans have had the keys in North Dakota, and they were re-upped, you know, right? And in strong numbers last night in North Dakota. There's responsibility that comes with that. There's no question about it. Certainly, the victory in the U.S. Senate, overwhelmingly for Republicans, comes with huge responsibility, right? They're going to have to go in and not just be obstructionist for the conservative side against the president now, or in this case, the Democratic minority with Harry Reid. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, Harry Reid was just a tyrant.
I love the sound of it.
Yeah, he was just a tyrant. And John Hoeven, Senator Hoeven, is going to join us later this week and talk a little bit about it last night. Kept emphasizing regular order. I mean, there is a process in the Senate where the minority has the ability to put things forward, to put a vote on it. Harry Reid just shut it down like a total tyrant, and all of that backfired. In combination with the president's unpopularity. But you're right, Jason, there's responsibility. It's another chance. More of your calls when we come back. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you that variety selection is the foundation to developing an effective crop management plan and is one of the most important decisions a producer can make. Selecting a variety that is high yielding and yield stable across multiple locations will more accurately indicate the variety performance. The agronomics of high yielding varieties should match the known history of diseases within each field. Many varieties have good resistance or tolerance to major diseases that occur in North Dakota, such as soybean cyst nematode, iron deficiency, Phytophthora root, and stem rot. Keep a total systems approach in mind. Select varieties that have yield stability, resistance or tolerance to diseases known to be present, and suitable maturity for higher profits.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
A disappointment on that number one. Money can buy lies. On the other hand, what a great radio broadcasting personality we have in Scott. Just a genuine man. Sure do appreciate him every day from the bottom of my heart. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, that is very kind. Thank you very much.
Let me get back off the floor.
My gosh.
It's hard for me to kneel anymore.
Anyway, 800-228-0550. What's your election analysis? Tell us what you think about what happened. Any particular measures or candidate races or legislative races that caught your attention? Tell us what you... We purposely didn't want to have, you know, the... typical election analysis with the pundits and the pollsters and, you know, the politicians telling you what happened last night. We wanted the people to speak, so we left the whole hour for you to weigh in on what you thought and give us your take on what happened last night. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I've been corrected. I think I said George Sinner was from District 46, rather 41. He's from 46. So thank you for that, John Kaufman. Appreciate that update. Always have the listeners fact-checking us here, which we appreciate very much. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
And another comment from Maria. She says, Measure 1 peeps should have made a no vote the pro-life vote. Yeah, you know, interesting, because there's some psychoanalysis in measure questions where no matter what the question is, you know, do you like summer or winter? Do you like day or night, right? If you can make the answer no, you have a better chance in North Dakota.
Half of everybody's always going to be upset with your answer. You're right.
And again, yes votes are more difficult. You only need one reason to vote no. So there's some taking that. All right, let's get to the phones. Your election analysis from the people. Kurt in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Good morning, brother. How are you doing on this fine after election day?
Doing just great. Thanks.
I just wanted to comment. I think the election turned out to be nationally across the country, the way probably people were thinking, now's the time to govern. All this campaigning is over. No more whining around about Harry Reid. No more of that stuff. Let's get some things done on immigration and our foreign policy. And if they don't, because many people, independent people like me, sided with Republicans in this election, but they're not going to stand for it if they don't get something done. You can't come back to North Dakota and just constantly cuss Harry Reid. You better get something done.
I agree. I think there's no question about it. I mean, I think the complaints against Harry Reid were warranted, but they're ancient history now. It's sort of like Barack Obama spending the last 6 years blaming George W. Bush, right? I mean,
absolutely. That was a waste, a terrible move on the part of the administration. And this country is based on somewhat some togetherness, and I tell you what, those two issues are killing us. Hopefully that pipeline will come through now, but I'm telling my Republican friends out there, you better get something done.
No question about it, and I think there's a lot of recognition of that among Republican circles as well. By the way, that's the same thing in North Dakota, because you know, while the Republicans have had a lock on a governance in North Dakota for a long time, they were given a strong you know, show of support from voters last night. Go through these races and the percentages. Wow. And as I say, against the A-team of the Democrats as well. So there's responsibility with that, too. Well said, Kurt. Glenn in Watford City, listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. Wonderful coverage on the races here. I would like to know who's behind number five. I'd like to see a list of all the people that were pushing, the organizations pushing past number five. Is there a website or whatever?
Yeah, Common Sense Conservation folks did a pretty good job of telling you it was Ducks Unlimited, it was Pheasants Forever, the national groups. I mean, big checks were written by some of the biggest supporters of Ducks Unlimited personally. I mean, people writing million-dollar checks to that thing.
Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, are they behind it?
I don't know on that one specifically. I tell you what I will do is try and find that list again. You know, as I say, Ducks Unlimited was the big one, and supporters of Ducks Unlimited nationally. They were the big one, but there were some extreme wildlife groups. Sierra Club was behind it. And let me make a note. You're wondering specifically on the
Rocky Mountain Elk. I'd like to see a list of who is pushing to pass number five, what organizations.
Yeah, and Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. I'll make a note, and we'll try and find that out, Glenn. What's interesting about that is, despite the fact that those groups came together, and I think $6 million in total was spent on that issue, believe it or not, and to have that defeated, I mean, the story last night, really, in my mind, is Measure 5, without question. It's Kevin Cramer with a, you know, 18-point victory, and Doug Goring in a sound victory over Ryan Taylor. Those are the three that are really just breathtaking in the in the way of it being very different than what I think some folks thought coming in might be some close races.
Great, great. Well, I'm happy the way most things turned out. I guess most North Dakota voters still believe in killing babies. That number one, I can't believe passed. But.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that most North Dakotans believe in killing babies. I think that, again, the proponents of measure number, the opponents, rather, of measure number one did a very good job of making it about anything but life, right? I think North Dakotans are pro-life in a majority. I really believe that. And you've got some pockets. Again, Fargo and Grand Forks, pockets in those districts that are a problem for the Republican Party in general and the conservative cause in North Dakota. There's no question about that, so I don't want to be Pollyanna about it there. But I think the majority of North Dakota's there. I think what you had there is you just had an issue that was a classic campaign. I mean, the folks that from Planned Parenthood who make their money on abortion, didn't want a clarification in the Constitution that would have made common sense restrictions on abortions more likely, right? They didn't want that upheld in courts or anything else. And so what did they do? They didn't talk about anything about abortion. They talked about, in vitro fertilization and sucked in a bunch of people on end-of-life issues and planted seeds of doubt, So
well, thank you. I'll listen for an answer on there.
All right. We'll work on it, okay? So stay tuned. All right. Let's see who's next here. Let's go to Margie and Mandan, listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind about last night's election results, Margie?
Yeah, hi. I agree 100% with what you just got done saying on Measure 1. That was going to be pretty much my comment on that. I think if the word abortion could have been put into Measure 1, that it would open the floodgates for it, that the vote would have been totally different. But the fear is what led people to vote against that.
Yeah, because if you read what was proposed to put in the Constitution, I just can't believe people look at that and say, hey, we don't have an inalienable right to life at every stage, right? I mean, I just can't believe people wouldn't say, no, I'm for that. I mean, that's just a very basic, statement. And I respect for life. I agree with that. I think a majority of North Dakotans were there. Just as, again, campaigns are about trying to, plant seeds of doubt. And the anti-Measure 1 folks did a good job of that with a lot of money from Planned Parenthood, bottom line.
Yep, absolutely. At least we made them spend their money.
There you go. There you go, Margie. And by the way, it changes nothing. It changes nothing. One of the decisions of Judge Corwin that was, some of the motive behind this has already been overturned by the North Dakota Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it was more about protection for future decisions in court than it was anything. So it's not really a defeat other than losing the protection that I think, legislators specifically wanted to clarify things in the Constitution. So, Margie, appreciate the call. We're going to go to Sue and Mandan, Dave south of Monocan. We got Roland and Grand Forks, Jesse and Hazen. Your take on election 2014 when we continue.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health. For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Statewide, nationally, what you take on what happened, let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Roland in Grand Forks, next up in Sioux and Mandan, and lines open behind these two. If you want to get in and tell us what happened and why last night, we'd love your election analysis. Hey, Roland, what's on your mind?
Well, for the first time in probably 70, 80 years, North Dakota now has a third recognized political party. In last night's election, we achieved over 5% of the vote. In fact, our top vote getter got about 5.5%, which is a record for libertarians. And this gives us a ballot status without having to go through the hassle of collecting signatures and everything else every 2 years. So we were ecstatic after the election results. I mean, we didn't win anything as far as the election goes itself, as far as candidates, but we won what we were seeking for the last 20, 30 years, which was a recognized ballot status in the state of North Dakota.
All right, so a good night in your view for libertarians, even though the numbers were, what, 5% for Jack
5.3% for Secretary of State, and Tony Mundell, he got around 6.5%, which is, you know, these are, you know, they look small, but they're record amounts, and, you know, we're in it for the long term. I mean, this is like a war. You don't storm a beach and expect you're going to be swapping into the part of Germany the next day. You've got to inch your way up a little bit of increment at a time, and eventually you start winning your battles.
Sure. All right. Interesting take. By the way, you're right. In the tax commission race, the libertarian challenger there, Anthony Mangel, 6.39%. That's the most for any libertarian on the ballot. And then next up was Jack Seaman in the congressional race with 5.84% and Roland Reimers with 5.3% as well. Interesting take. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. Sue and Mandan listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind?
Hi, my two big disappointments were the District 35 believing O'Ban's lies and getting rid of Market City, and even more than that was Measure One. If the people of North Dakota only understood that it was really about, you know, our own power, North Dakota's own power to do our own you know, do our own legislating and stuff like that. Because this measure was to protect from one person. getting a bee under their bonnet against what our legislators have done or we've done by initiated measure.
You're so right, you know? Sue. And I think it's the kind of thing where if you literally could have the benefit of a conversation one-on-one with folks, regardless of where they're at on the pro-life issue,
right.
that you could make that case. Because I said many times during that, I didn't even really see that as a battle over abortion. I saw that as a battle to protect the votes of and the legislative process of people you elect, right? So if you elect the legislative majority, they go there, they debate something, they vote on it, they send it to the governor, he signs it, it becomes law. You don't want one judge undoing that work, and that's what happened. I mean, there was a Fargo judge by the name of Wick Corwin, who's a rogue judge by every definition, and has some really interesting personal peccadilloes that, you know, caused him to be under investigation for all kinds of unseemly behavior. And he takes the laws that they pass and totally twists the Constitution, adding rights that weren't in part of the legislation, that weren't part of the Constitution. So Measure 1 was as much about saying, wait a minute here, we're not going to let one judge undo the work of a whole bunch of legislators, and whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, whatever your position, you ought to want that, you know.
Yes.
So I do agree with you. I think that, again, it's just... a case, I think, where people only need one reason to vote against things, and there were millions of dollars poured in on that one, and it was easily demagogued, and it worked. I thought David Kagan, the bishop of the Bismarck Diocese, did a classy analysis. Here's what he said. While we are disappointed that Measure 1 failed at the polls, we are optimistic that society will one day value and protect life decisions at every level, from conception to natural death. Every pro-life law in North Dakota continues to be at risk.
Yep.
Our society, increasingly steeped in a culture of death, doesn't really have a good answer to the swelling tide of social acceptance for keeping these decisions in the hands of the judicial system. This will never change until we accept that it is ultimately God's choice. We as Catholics will continue to lead the conversation about the dignity of every human being and our moral duty to protect life at every age and at every stage. We may not have won this battle, but we will continue our momentum as fervent soldiers in the war to protect pro-life laws and decisions. Thank you to all of the staff and volunteers for their dedication and commitment to their efforts towards Measure 1. Pretty good analysis, I think, and a classy analysis.
Yeah. And ultimately, if we had gotten this statement into our Constitution, it would have eventually had a major effect on laws against euthanasia, against killing older people or infirm people, you know.
Look, here's the bottom line. North Dakota remains a pro-life state. North Dakota remains the home of some of the most pro-life legislation ever. We always knew this would be a battle in courts, in state courts and everywhere else, and it continues to be. But it doesn't change much. I mean, certainly there's a lost opportunity in clarifying things and making it difficult for rogue judges to undo legislation, but that battle is going to be there either way. So... I think it's more a lesson in campaigns and how when you let your opponents define, you know, a position, you have an uphill battle. Appreciate the call, Sue. Thanks a bunch.
Okey-doke.
Let's go next to Fargo to Eric, listening on AM 1100 The Flag for an election analysis from the people. There's a novel concept. The pundits, the pollsters, the politicians, we sidelined them for this hour. We're giving you, the people, the chance to tell us what happened last night. Eric and Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Good morning to you. If you would have told me a week ago that Sinner was going to get crushed, Brian Taylor is going to get crushed, and then you tell me in your next breath that Measure 1 also gets crushed, I'd be shocked. And the best I can come up with is put an abortion language in the constitutional amendments, and it'll pass. If that's the motivation, put it on.
You're probably right. I mean, in other words, as I just stated, North Dakota's pro-life. I think the legislation proves that, and I don't think North Dakotans in a majority would shy away from that. And incidentally, they did down in Tennessee, and it passed, where it was more clear that this was specifically about abortion. And again, what they were trying to do, I think, is if you read the suggestion for the thing, how are you against that? But again, it wasn't about that, right? It was about in vitro fertilization and doctors being told by lawyers they wouldn't be able to practice anymore. It was about, I think correlating Congressman Kramer's strong win or Doug Goring's strong win to measure one doesn't really compute because, you know, again, you obviously had a lot of Republicans go against measure one because they bought the concerns over in vitro. They may be pro-life, but they're saying, I don't want limits on reproductive, you know, treatments. They may have been pro-life, but they got scared into thinking somehow it'd have an impact on end-of-life decisions, right? So I don't think it tells us much about the pro-life views of North Dakotans, in my view.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a Democrat, and very disappointing evening, but if there was an amendment that specifically prohibited abortion, myself and I believe other Democrats would vote yes. So something to think about for the next go-around.
It's good advice, Eric. I really believe it, and I happen to believe that the pro-life issue is a bipartisan issue in North Dakota. It's not Republicans versus Democrats. Look at the votes in the legislature. It is a bipartisan issue here. And again, nobody's saying abortion should end with these laws. The laws in North Dakota do not end abortion. They simply say real simple things like, Eric, if you have an underage daughter who decides to have an abortion, the clinic has to let you know. There's parental notification. That's common sense. If there's an abortion doctor providing those services in North Dakota, they have to have admitting privileges to follow that patient if something goes wrong into a hospital. That's common sense. You know, so none of these things limited abortions. They didn't undo the right that is in Roe versus Wade. But, you know, here's the deal. That industry makes a lot of money. And that's why Planned Parenthood, that doesn't even have a clinic in North Dakota, was pouring millions of dollars in here to scare people about in vitro fertilization treatments and end-of-life issues and talk anything but abortion. But does it make us no longer a pro-life state? Not a chance. Doesn't change a lot, in my view. Really doesn't. I don't see it as that a defeat at all. I see it as a political lesson, right? A political lesson.
I think so. I mean, let's be a little more thoughtful when we write the language and get to what you're trying to get at, if it really is an abortion question.
Eric, nice hearing from you. We love hearing from Democrats on what's on your mind. Thanks. 800-228-0550. Jesse and Hazen. Election analysis. Have at it.
Well, I was just listening to you and Eric talking about that, and I agree with quite a bit about what you both said there. I vote towards the Republican side as a rule. I don't vote primary election because they make you vote a party. I don't think that's right. I don't consider myself independent. I would say I am pro-life, but I agree with Eric. You need to have the language correct in these bills as far as measure one goes. I think tied into two of the Democratic wins, which, as you said earlier, Scott, I view more as Republican losses with Grandy and Citi being voted out. These are two of the individuals that keep pushing these things like Measure 1, but they keep pushing it in the wrong way. You know, they're pushing an agenda that's getting them into your home, and Democrats and Republicans alike don't like that. So I think that's a little bit of a wake-up call. Them two gals are sitting at home now to the Republican Party. We're a pro-life state, and I, you know, people got scared into voting no against Measure 1 because of the IVF stuff, because of the end-of-life stuff. And like Eric said, if it's abortion you're going after and want to protect, put that in there and it will pass. But the other question I've got for you, Scott, on one is, you just said that the one rogue lawyer is you're trying to protect against things like him overturning a law that's already in effect. But the Supreme Court said he was nuts and voted against his judgment. So I don't quite understand why everybody's so up in arms about trying to protect the law when that's what our Supreme Court is there for, and they did their job.
Yeah, true. It just makes it more difficult. I mean, I think people like don't like to see judges going rogue, and it was the judge that went rogue. But you are right; the Supreme Court corrected it. So that's why I just don't see this as the sky is falling. Sorry, go ahead, Jesse.
Right. The other one is obviously Measure 5. I worked pretty hard against that. The gentleman from Walker City that was wanting those names of supporters. I think what he was getting at is everybody knows that's unlimited spend. Peasants Forever was against it, was putting money into it. He's looking for your Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, your Mule Deer Foundation, all these other ones that even if they didn't 100% financially.
Hang on, Jesse, we're up against a hard break. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You need a truck? Stop and see Brent and the team at S&S Motors in Watford City. Short drive from Wilson, Sydney, Montana, not far. Anywhere you are in the Buck, and you'll find the folks at S&S Motors. Or give them a call. Just tell them what you want. 701-444-2341. Did I save a bunch of my used Ford F-150? It's fantastic. And Brent and the team will get you anything you want. Need a truck? S&S Motors is your source. In fact, if you need a new one, they'll find it for you. Bring it right to Watford. 701-444-2341. Or stop and see them at S&S Motors, Watford City.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Before the top of the hour, election analysis from the people. Novel concept here on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Okay, Jesse, go ahead and finish your point on the supporters of Measure 5. You were wanting to answer an earlier caller's question about whether or not the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation was part of the support network. The names that we've had on here a lot are, Ducks Unlimited nationally. Pheasants Forever, the Nature Conservancy, the Conservation Fund, the National Audubon Society, and the World Wildlife Fund. Okay, those are the big ones. Were there smaller ones? I don't know. I'm efforting an answer on that.
Yeah, there is a ton of names. Just like the commercial that was against it on TV that showed that huge list of names that were for the no side. There is a huge list of names and small contributors for the Yes site. I'm on the road right now, otherwise I'd pull that up and give you the website. There is a list of everybody out there, from the gentleman in Watford and anybody else who wants to see it. I think, like you said, on some of the other, on the Republican just dominating in this election, I think along with that, Measure 5 going down in such a huge fashion is going to have far-reaching consequences in the future in our state to keep groups like FETA, like HSUS, like the Sierra Club, to keep them and their dollars out of our state and out of our heritage, if you want to call it that. And even beyond that, Measure 5 was just poorly written. 25 years?
Yeah, no, it really was. There's no question about it. It was. But I would tell you this. You know, a lot of folks see the amount of money in North Dakota, so they're going to want to get their hands on it. So I think there'll be a battle between, wow, we spent how much money? $6 million and lost 80-20? Let's not do this again. That was stupid. On the other hand, they'll say, hey, you know, return on investment. If we do this, do it a little differently, what can we get? So we asked John Gottfried about that. John headed up the North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation group that really had a David versus Goliath race because they were way outspent, but obviously had a huge victory, the victory of the night really last night when you look at 80-20 on this thing. And he said he expected the future challengers just because of the amount of bucks there. Brad and Minot listening on KCJB, what's on your mind?
Well, I have a... Wow, I was excited to see the national results, and I think we found a couple new leaders. Joni Ernst down in Iowa, and Cory Gardner down in Colorado. I mean, they were well-spoken, articulate, and I think that's what the Republican Party needs. We need a new voice out there, somebody that's excited and believes in who they are. And just to quote the Beach Boys, I think catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. I mean, the wave was there, and all you had to do is be who you should be. So it was exciting to see the national results on the state and the national scene. I'm not a Catholic, but I'm extremely proud of their stance on Measure 1. I think they are the clear voice of conscience, not only in the state, in the nation, I think in the world on life issues. And so I voted with them. I agree with them. I'm sorry that loss, but...
Yeah, the church really did an amazing job of educating voters and anticipating the attacks and saying you're going to hear all these lies on this. However, I think it just tells us the majority of voters weren't in the pews of a church that was talking about it, or they would not have been as confused as they obviously were on that particular issue. Dan and Hickson listening on AM 1100 The Flag. Your election analysis. Take it away, Dan.
Well, I'd like to comment on three things. It'd be Margaret City, Betty Grandy, and Measure 1. I can sum up my opinion about all three in one sentence. It reminds me of the song long ago when it says, money can't buy me love. Well, in this case, I think money did buy votes. Because I really believe that Margaret City and Betty Grandy do reflect what most North Dakotans believe. Just that those two individuals are risk takers. They stood up for what they believe, and the other side spent a ton of money on them to defeat them. And the same with Measure 1. The opponents to Measure 1 spent a ton of money. So in those three cases, I think money did buy votes. And
yeah, I don't know. I didn't hear a final tally on Fargo. The number in Bismarck in that race against Margaret City was just astounding. And, you know, what's interesting about those, really, I don't see those as Democratic victories.
No.
I see them as Republican losses because, quite honestly, the Republicans, especially in the Bismarck district, obviously voted for Orban, who went out of her way to say anything but I'm a Democrat, right? I mean, this is a woman married to the executive director of the Democratic Party who's very liberal, who went out of her way to paint herself as anything but liberal, right? Now, the challenge there is when you paint yourself as something you're not as a candidate, then you have to go, into a very, very shark-infested waters and actually say, okay, am I going to be the candidate or am I going to be who I am? So there's no easy road ahead for Erin Orban. She's either going to, you know, revert to who she is and then be very much at odds with the folks in District 35 and have a heck of a race to defend, or she's going to have to put her rhetoric to match her votes. So it'll be interesting there. But Republicans voting for her were the reason she's elected. It was a Republican loss more than a Democratic win. Fargo, a little different deal because that race, that district rather, is trending a little more towards the Democratic side. But same thing. You're absolutely right. Dan. There was a ton of money poured into both those races and in Measure One on the side, tied them all together. And I think Betty Grandy, Margaret City, holding their head high, saying, I am who I am, and I'm not about to be something I'm not. And you let the chips fall where they may. I saw Margaret City last night leave the Elks Club with her husband. She said there's life after politics. She was holding her head high. And, you know, I think obviously can't help but be disappointed after a slugfest of a race, just a very ugly race, but nonetheless remain true to who she is through the M. They're heroic women. They're wonderful. Appreciate the call, Dan. Thank you. Congressman Kevin Cramer takes your calls in the Talk Radio Town Hall next up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Roltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot, 701-721-1252. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.